Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Well, our last lesson was about clowns who love to provide comic relief for people who need it. Of course, clowns are actors. Today, our lesson is about an actress. The title of our lesson is Grace Huang. That is right. Maybe you know her Chinese name, Huang Ziqi. But she's no clown. No, no, no. Although she may play one sometime in the future, who knows. We are going to learn that she loves playing many different kinds of characters. Perhaps you've seen the 2012 movie Han San. She played a character called Mei. Well, here's a question for you as we get started. What is Grace Huang not interested in? What is Grace Huang not interested in? And what did Huang study at university? What did Huang study at university? Pay attention. I know you can find the answers to these questions in our lesson. Let's begin.
Grace Huang. This actress becomes each character she plays. Grace Huang has no interest in doing the same thing year after year. For her, acting is a way of experiencing multiple people's lives. In each role, she tries to become a different person. For example, she has played an ancient Chinese warrior, a dancer, and a space station engineer. Huang was born in Taiwan to Cantonese-speaking parents, but grew up in Sydney, Australia. So she speaks Mandarin, Cantonese, and English.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 character 这个名词。 Character 在这里是指戏剧或文学作品中的人物或角色。例如 the main characters of this sitcom are twin brothers. 这部情景喜剧的主角是一对双胞胎兄弟。或者是 Shrek is Vincent's favorite cartoon character. 史瑞克是 Vincent 最喜欢的卡通人物。Character 也只具有某种特色或者是与众不同的人。例如 the little girl is such a character. She's too witty and smart for her age. 这个小女孩还真是好人物，她超龄的风趣又聪明。继续我们看的是 multiple 这个形容词 ，M-U-L-T-I 这个字根有很多的意思，所以 multiple 是指多个的或者是多种的。例如 ，After suffering multiple injuries from a car accident, the man was taken to the ER. 这位病人因为车祸多处受伤后就被送到急诊了。或者是 Sylvia can handle multiple tasks at the same time. Sylvia 可以同时间处理多项任务。它的动词是字尾的 e 变成 y， 变成 multiply， 意思是以倍数增加或者是滋生。例如 germs multiply quickly in warm temperatures. 细菌在比较高的温度下会快速滋生。
I mean, she's really talented, and she speaks several different languages. Rebecca, how many languages can you speak?
Gabe, what kind of question's that? Come on, Gabe. You gotta be nice. I mean, I speak English.
Hey, that's pretty big.
I studied French. I studied German. And I'm learning Chinese. Don't forget Latin. I did study Latin, too. Now, how many have I mastered?
Uh-huh.
Well, just English.
Hey, you know what, though? English is a pretty complicated language, and I'm always learning new things about the English language. And, you know, I know that you are making big improvements in Chinese as well. Friends, she doesn't have a chance to share a lot of her Chinese on our TV show, but she is improving a lot, Rebecca. I think you're making great strides.
Well, thank you very much, Gabe. It's fun. Chinese is a fun language, and I am enjoying learning it, but it is difficult. So for all of you English learners, I can understand when you say that it's you struggle at times learning a new language.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're learning about Grace Huang today, who is a talented actress, and of course, she knows Mandarin, Cantonese, and English, and maybe some other ones that we don't know about from our lesson today. But we're learning about this actress, and we read, this actress becomes each character she plays. And I think that's kind of the goal for an actor or actress, is that you want to become that character that you're playing on stage or on screen.
That's right. And we see here, Grace Huang has no interest in doing the same thing year after year. There are a few things we want to talk about, but first, let's look at that phrase, no interest in doing something. If you have no interest in doing something, that just means that you don't want to do it. For example, you know, I've mentioned before that several of my brothers and sisters are in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back when I was 18 or 19, my dad asked me, Rebecca, maybe you should join the military too. And I could tell you one thing's for sure, I had no interest in joining the military.
You were not interested at all. You could use this phrase to talk about lots of things. Anything you're not interested in or you really don't want to learn about or do. Maybe there's a new movie out. All of your friends are going to see the movie. It seems like a really popular movie, but you just have no interest in seeing that movie. Or maybe there are some subjects that are really interesting to other people, but you have no interest in learning more about it. So use this phrase in some way today.
And of course, in our lesson, we read Grace Huang has no interest in doing the same thing year after year. Year after year. This actually reminds us of a word that we would like to introduce to you, and that is the word monotonous. If you consider something monotonous, maybe you have done it for a long time, year after year, so it gets kind of boring.
Mm-hmm. Now let's take a look at this word. Mono means one, and then there's the idea of tone. Some people speak with a very monotonous voice. They don't go up and down at all. They just speak. It's the same tone all the time. They don't go high or low. They just talk like this.
Okay, Gabe, that's very monotonous.
And did you ever have teachers like that? It's easy to fall asleep when your teacher has a very monotonous voice. But, of course, life can be like that, too. I'm really grateful that I have a job that is not monotonous. I don't just do the same thing day after day. Sometimes we come in here to the studio to film. Sometimes we go to school to do activities. We have an activity on Friday nights. So it's not a monotonous job.
Nope. Working here at Studio Classroom is anything but monotonous. There's always so many new things to explore and new things to do. Now, you know what else could get kind of monotonous?
Hmm?
When you listen to the same music or the same song over and over
and over
and over
and over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that can get very monotonous.
Well, before this gets too monotonous, let's move on with the rest of our lesson here. Okay, so for her, for Grace Huang, acting is a way of experiencing multiple people's lives. In each role, she tries to become a different person. So she has no interest in doing the same thing year after year. She wants to get to know different characters, the characters that she plays.
And her life definitely does not sound like it is very monotonous. It sounds very exciting, I guess you could say. Well, for example, she has played an ancient Chinese warrior, a dancer, and a space station engineer. Very different actors, if I can say.
Right, very different characters. So she likes playing lots of different characters. And we read here, Huang was born in Taiwan to Cantonese-speaking parents, but grew up in Sydney, Australia. So she speaks Mandarin, Cantonese, and English. Now, I know sometimes people say, I speak Chinese. Well, actually, there are different dialects of Chinese. Mandarin and Cantonese are the two most common dialects of Chinese.
Well, right now, it's time for us to learn something new with the InfoCloud.
InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Today we want to introduce to you a very useful expression. But first, let me introduce to you another new teacher, Jack.
Hi, Ken. I'm so glad to be in an info cloud. So, what's the useful expression?
You can say that again.
What's the useful expression?
Okay, let's not confuse our students, Jack. Now, to an English learner, this sentence might be a bit confusing. When somebody says to you, you can say that again, do they want you to repeat something you said?
The answer is no. When someone says, you can say that again, they're expressing agreement with you. It indicates that the speaker agrees with what you just said.
Right. If you completely agree with something someone said, then you wouldn't mind hearing it again.
I'm so glad the rain stopped.
You can say that again.
So, I'm glad the rain stopped, and Ken is also glad that the rain stopped. He completely agrees with me.
我们今天来学一个很口语的惯用语 You can say that again. 这句话字面上是说你可以再说一遍。但是当别人跟你说 You can say that again, 你千万别老老实实的重复一次你刚刚讲的话。You can say that again 其实是用来表达赞同。这句话言下之意就是如果你完全同意某人讲的话你是不在乎人家再讲一次。如果下雨下了很久总算停了朋友说 I'm so glad the rain stopped 你就可以附和着说 You can say that again 真的你说的没错这就是今天的 Info Cloud 我们下次云端见
On the air Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about the talented actress Grace Huang. She loves becoming the characters that she plays. She has no interest in doing the same thing year after year. And she loves experiencing multiple people's lives. You can do this when you're an actor or actress. Well, let's learn more about this talented actress right now.
Grace Huang. One of her English language movies, The Man with the Iron Fists, is set in China. Huang's knowledge of Chinese culture and her fluent English made her perfect for the movie. Huang studied accounting and law at the University of Sydney, but she never wanted a normal job where she would be doing the same things over and over.Huang spent time as a model, but soon she moved into acting. Now she actually enjoys roles where she doesn't always look pretty. She says, I find it far more interesting to examine and represent imperfections.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 represent 这个动词 RE 这个字首是指再一次 present 是指呈现所以 represent 是指表现或呈现例如 the girl's behavior represents a deep-seated insecurity 这个女孩的行为呈现出她内心深处缺乏安全感 represent 也指代表某个对象例如 the lawyer representing the buyer made an offer today这位买方代表律师今天提出了他们的买价。最后我们看的是 imperfection 这个名词 I am 是否定的字首 perfection 是指完美所以 imperfection 就是指不完美缺点或者是瑕疵例如 our boss will not tolerate any imperfections in our work 我们老板绝不会忍受我们工作上的任何瑕疵或者是 gradually Jackie started to notice some imperfections in her boyfriend. Jackie 渐渐地开始注意到男朋友的一些缺点。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So in this next section, we learn some other very interesting things about Grace Huang. One of her English language movies, The Man with the Iron Fists, is set in China.Huang's knowledge of Chinese culture and her fluent English made her perfect for the movie.
And she had a very big, a very significant role in this movie. You know, I've never seen The Man with the Iron Fist. It was directed by Quentin Tarantino, and he is known for directing some pretty violent movies. So, friends, if you are not a fan of violence, I probably wouldn't watch this movie. However, she is a very talented actress. If you would like to see her, this is the movie to watch, as she has a very big role.
And we read here, Huang studied accounting and law at the University of Sydney, but she never wanted a normal job where she would be doing the same things over and over. So I don't think she would do well working in an office. But if you do something over and over, that just means that you keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, over and over. So this is a good phrase to know if you are doing something again and again and again, or over and over and over. For example, maybe you had a conversation with somebody. Maybe you kept telling someone not to do something. I told you. I told you yesterday. I told you last week. I told you over and over again, but you still won't listen.
You know, when I find a song I really like, I will listen to that song over and over and over.
But doesn't that get kind of monotonous?
I knew you were going to say that, Gabe. Well, maybe after I've listened to it over and over and over for many days, but until that point, I enjoy listening to it over and over.
Well, that kind of reminds me, that's a great way to learn another language, friends. Find something that you really enjoy listening to, and don't just listen to it once. Do it again and again, over and over. Well, you know how to use this phrase now. Let's continue with our lesson. Huang spent time as a model, but soon she moved into acting. Moved into acting. Usually I move into an apartment or a house.
Right. If you move into acting, that just means that she started doing acting. So not just modeling, but actually wanted to act.
So she's moved from one career to the next. Now she actually enjoys roles where she doesn't always look pretty. She says, I find it far more interesting to examine and represent imperfections. Everybody has imperfections, friends. Nobody is perfect. We all have imperfections or flaws.
That's right. But Gabe, do you know what time it is?
I believe I do. It is twin
time.
And then it's time for the SC challenge.
Yes. Welcome back to Twin Time, friends. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena. It's time to review. I'm sure you remember how to play, right? We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. Now, we have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blank with the correct word.
Okay, let's get started. The words are fluent, multiple, imperfection, and engineer.
Okay, here we go. The first sentence is, police believe there were people involved in the crime.
You have four guesses. Which one is it?
That's right. The answer is multiple. Police believe there were multiple people involved in the crime.
Okay, here's the next one. In 2 years, I want to be in Russian.
Do you know the answer, friends?
Correct.
The answer is fluent. In 2 years, I want to be fluent in Russian.
I would like to be fluent in Mandarin, too. I'll make sure to study hard.
Okay, here's one last sentence for you. We all have, but we can't allow them to discourage us.
There are two words left. Which one do you think is the correct answer?
If your answer is imperfections, you answered correctly.
We all have imperfections, but we can't allow them to discourage us.
So true. Nobody is perfect, right? Well, friends, you did a great job today, and we look forward to reviewing with you again very soon. see you next time on Twin Time.
Okay, friends, for today's SC Challenge, let's meet someone new. Please tell us your name.
Hi, guys. I'm David.
David, are you happy to be here for the challenge?
Yes, I am.
All right. I understand that you are an actor on the TV show Let's Talk in English. Is that correct?
That is correct. I will be James starting next year.
Okay. Actually, this year.
That's right. Yes, sorry.
So we got James.
Yes.
Now, I'm just curious, because you're an actor on Let's Talk in English, and today's lesson is about an actor, Grace Huang.
Uh-huh.
Let's have a little dialogue, Let's Talk in English style.
Sounds good.
Yeah. What do you talk like on Let's Talk in English? Is it kind of slower?
Well,
yeah.
I usually talk like this.
Ah, very nice. Hi, James. It's nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you too.
Hey, that's a little fast for Let's Talk in English.
Okay, sure.
But you're here on Studio Classroom.
Yes.
So you can talk at a normal speed.
That's good.
Now, I'm just curious. Would you ever be interested in acting, like, in a movie or on TV?
Yes. I've always wanted to try acting in a movie.
Really?
I always wanted to be in a Chinese kung fu film.
Wait, like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Something like that. I've always dreamed of walking and running on water, flying through air. It's just amazing. It's one of my dreams.
Well, hey, maybe one day it will come true. So if you were to be a character of some kind in a movie, you would probably choose a kung fu character?
That's right.
Okay, because we read about a couple of different roles in our lesson today. A Chinese warrior, a dancer, or a space station engineer. You wouldn't want to be a dancer?
No, I don't know how to dance.
Are you sure? Not even ballet?
No.
All right.
Maybe my kids, but not me.
And not a space station engineer?
Maybe, but yeah.
What if you were a kung fu master in space?
Fighting off aliens?
Yeah, fighting off aliens, kung fu style.
That would be cool.
That
would be cool.
All right, well, David, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
And we will see you all next time for the SC Challenge. Well, how does Grace Huang feel about acting?
Well, I think we're going to find out tomorrow. So, friends, join us tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.